I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Russia and China each signal today a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. New UN sanctions on North Korea were approved Friday, and North Korea's foreign ministry called it an act of war. VOA's Lori London reports.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power, while their people starve and their soldiers defect.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. The North says countries that supported the new sanctions will be, quote, held completely responsible for all the consequences and will forever pay the price. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Afghan officials say a suicide blast today in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians while wounding two others. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast.
In questo giorno di festa invochiamo il Signore la pace per Gerusalemme.
Pope Francis called for peace in Jerusalem and mutual trust on the Korean Peninsula in his traditional Christmas Day address. The pontiff spoke of a growing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, expressing his hope that the will to resume dialogue will allow peaceful coexistence. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Bethlehem, Christians attended a morning Christmas Mass at the Church of the Nativity. The historic birthplace of Jesus has experienced a subdued run-up to Christmas. Spirits have been dampened by cold, rainy weather and recent violence sparked by U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Crowds have been noticeably thinner than previous years as visitors appeared deterred by the recent clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli forces. Russian media reports a bus plowed into a Moscow subway entrance Monday, leaving at least five people dead and 15 injured. Video shows people scattering as the vehicle ran down the subway steps before being brought to a halt by the tunnel's roof. The cause of the incident was not immediately clear, but there was no suggestion it was a terror attack. Peru's president has granted a medical pardon to jailed former leader Alberto Fujimori, who was serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Fujimori remains a divisive figure in Peru, with some admiring his fight against leftist insurgents and others thinking he was a corrupt dictator. Pakistan allowed the wife and mother of convicted Indian spy Kulbhushan Yadav to meet him Monday, reiterating the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. This was Yadav's first meeting with his family since he was captured in March 2016 for entering Pakistan on a fake identity, as well as a fake travel document. India rejects the charges against him, saying he has no connection with the government. Rescuers continue to search for survivors of a storm that ravaged the Philippines last week as the death toll neared 200. Rescue efforts were slowed as rains continued and bridges and roads on the island of Mindanao were destroyed or blocked by landslides that followed the storm. Disaster officials say over 70,000 people have been forced from their homes in the southern Philippines. They say many residents did not heed warnings to evacuate and were later surprised by the strength of the storm. The U.S.-based research company ResearchNow SSI, hit by a fire in the Philippines, is now confirming 37 employees died in the blaze. All of the bodies have been recovered. The fire erupted Saturday, and by Sunday it was brought under control. The local fire marshal says the blaze might have started in a furniture store on the third floor of the building. The Somali Football Federation has announced plans to host international games beginning next year because of an improving security situation. Somalia hosted its last international match in Mogadishu in 1988. From Washington, you're listening to all of the latest news from VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London.